Title: For Your Consideration, Recent State-to-State Developments on Sufficient Consideration for Employee Non-Compete Agreements. Content: The various laws, statutes, and policies governing non-compete agreements are nuanced, inconsistent, and sometimes downright contradictory from state to state. The issue of consideration is no different. Like other contracts, non-compete and restrictive covenant agreements must be supported by adequate and sufficient consideration at the time of execution. However, what constitutes adequate consideration for a restrictive covenant, especially a non-compete provision, varies from state to state. And, more importantly, the concept of adequate consideration has shifted in recent years, reflecting an increasingly strict approach to enforcing non-compete agreements post-employment. Traditionally, in most states, when a restrictive covenant is executed as part of an employment agreement at the outset of the employment relationship, the offer of initial and continued employment was generally considered adequate consideration for entering into the covenant. However, this issue has become more complicated in recent years, particularly for at-will employees. Additionally, courts have further complicated the consideration issue in situations where employers ask existing employees to sign agreements midstream of employment. This blog discusses the varying state laws regarding sufficient consideration for non-compete agreements signed at both the outset and during employment, as well as other recent attacks on non-competes and restrictive covenants generally. Validity of non-competes with at-will employees signed at outset of employment. State and federal courts across the country are increasingly scrutinizing non-competes entered into with at-will employees. A recent case out of the Eastern District of Missouri illustrates this quandary and underscores the potential change in tide in this area. In Durrell v. Tech Electronics Incorporated, the plaintiff employee sought a declaratory judgment, among other claims, that his non-compete was invalid because continued at-will employment was not sufficient consideration under Missouri law. Tech Electronics moved to dismiss the claim, arguing that at-will employment constituted sufficient consideration for the non-compete and the employee should be held to the agreement's terms. The court denied Tech Electronics' motion as it related to the non-compete and held that an offer of at-will employment, or the continuation of at-will employment, is simply not a source of consideration under Missouri contract law. 2016 WL 669-6070, at asterisk 5, EDMO November 15, 2016, internal citations omitted. In coming to this conclusion, the court relied on a string of Missouri state court cases holding that at-will employment is not valid consideration in the context of arbitration agreements. The court cited Baker v. Bristol Care Incorporated's holding that with at-will employment, the employer makes no legally enforceable promise to do or refrain from doing anything that it is not already entitled to do. The employer can still terminate the employee immediately for any reason. 450S.W.3D770-775, MO 2014. Thus, according to the Durrell Court, something other than continued employment is required for a restrictive covenant to be enforceable. Notably, the plaintiff employee was employed for 22 years before leaving the company, and, yet, this was still not sufficient. So, what is sufficient consideration in Missouri? The Durrell Court pointed to Jumbosac Corporation v. Bayek, 407S.W.3D51-55, MOCT App, 2013, in Jumbosac. A Missouri Court of Appeals determined, among other things, whether a former employee's non-compete agreement was supported by adequate consideration, whether or not continued employment sufficed was not at issue or argued by either side. Instead, the defendant employer argued that access to its customers over a five-year period constituted sufficient consideration for the post-employment non-compete. Importantly, the court stated that Missouri courts have recognized that continued at-will employment constitutes consideration for a non-compete where the employer allows the employee by virtue of his employment to have continued access to its protectable assets and relationships. ID. At 56, emphasis in original, internal citations omitted. Jumbosac indicates that, at least in Missouri, demonstrable continued access to the